The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you. Woo!
The Pretty Swell Guys. Kirk Robinson.
Give me a funky ass bass line.
Go drinking. This is what comedians do.
Chris Klem.
Size does matter, bitch!
Chris Klem, who is a very funny guy.
Live now from Akron, Ohio, here are the Pretty Swell Guys.
All right. Welcome back to the Pretty Swell Guys podcast. I'm Kirk Robinson, and with me is my co-host, Chris Klem.
Kirk, this isn't the Pretty Swell Guys. This is my new podcast about the Cavs.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing a show about the Cavaliers, dude.
Yeah, right. Why the hell would you be doing a podcast about the supporters of King Charles I in the English Civil War? Did you see the SNL last week?
Yeah, I did, but I'm doing a new show about the Cavs, the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team.
That's a weird name for a sports ball team.
Dude, I just wanted you to be my first guest because we never got to end the Pretty Swell Guys show.
Yeah, the Pretty Swell Guys isn't dead. I don't know why you're quitting.
I'm not quitting. We haven't done a show in almost 2 years. I got to move on.
Chris, this is really hurting me. I could still be your co-host on this new podcast you got going on.
Really? Name three Cavs players.
Easy. LeBron James, Michael, no, it's not. Magic, no. LeBron James, did I say that already?
Yeah, you already said LeBron.
Well, they have that white guy, and I know they have some black guys, plus that guy with the crazy hair. You know who I'm talking about.
See, man, this isn't going to work. I'm sorry, dude, but it's over.
Well, fine. But let me ask you one thing. Did you see last night's SNL?
Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners. This time we're gonna live our dream. Tonight the orange and blue delivers. Hard working town, hard working team. The hardwood's burning, and the craft will keep on working. Keep behind the orange and blue with all your might. Yeah! Cav basketball tonight's the night. Cav basketball tonight's the night.
Welcome, everyone, to the inaugural episode of Chris Klem's Cavs Cast, or as I'm going to be calling it, the C4 Podcast for short. I am Chris Klem. I am a lot of things, but for the purposes of this podcast, I am a comedian and also a die-hard Cavs fan. I've been a fan basically my entire life. I can remember going to see games at the Richfield Coliseum. So I am a legit fan. I'm not one of these people that just hopped back on board the bandwagon because LeBron's back in town and they traded for Kevin Love. I have NBA League Pass. I had it last year. I watched every single 3-for-18 Dion Waiters shooting performance. I watched every single moment of dysfunction. Mike Brown unable to call plays, just sitting there on the sidelines, standing and blinking over and over again as the entire season crumbled around him. I am a legit fan. My favorite player of all time is Zydrunas Ilgauskas. I actually made a motion comic about him. and I don't want to tell you more because that would give away some of the jokes in it, where he actually does become a Terminator in it. It's available on my DVD, which you can also buy at the same website you found this at. That's pretty pointless right now. Also, another way I could prove my bona fides, I had a Sean Kemp poster above my bed while he was with the Cavs. He wasn't even dunking in it because this is after he was already fat. He was doing a layup. It was probably the worst poster ever, but I loved it, and I thought it was sweet. It had a lightning bolt in the background. It was the best. I was a big fan of Sean Kemp, and I remain to this day. So, basically, the point of this podcast is it's going to come out 1, 2, 3 times a week. They're going to be short episodes. It's not going to be an hour long. I'm not going to expect you to have to know or hear every episode to get what's going on. I want this to be a show you can download, and then when you're driving around or riding the train or the bus, you can check it out, listen to it for a few minutes, get a couple laughs, some info on the Cavs, and that's it. And it's going to be pretty fun. A lot of goofy stuff, a lot of interviews coming up, and a lot of other random weirdness. As you already heard, I used to do a podcast with my friend Kirk Robinson that was much more pop culture based, and that ended, and now I'm here. And the one thing I want to talk about, I was looking for an idea to do a podcast on because I kind of miss the outlet, the creative outlet of doing broadcasting. That's what I went to school for. And I was thinking, and you know what, the Cavs are what I talk about the most. The Cavs are probably what caused me the most grief and happiness. Friday night they lost to the Pacers and I just had a miserable night. I drove 45 minutes out of the way because I got bad direction from someone who can't read a city name and realize it's a different one. And I was even more mad because I was listening to the game and hearing how horrible the calls were. And, you know, I got spoiled with that 12-game winning streak. And I just thought that it was going to go for the rest of the season. That's dumb. Today, I'm recording this on Sunday, February 8th, 2015. They played a game on ABC at 2:30, my time, 3:30 Eastern time, against the Lakers. It was a great game. Kevin Love snapped out of his slump that he's been in for a while, which a lot of people have been freaked out, worried out about. They think something's wrong with him. I will say this, it looks like his back is destroyed. He runs like he's got a rod up it, and that can't be good, but he was shooting pretty well today, and then everything looked good. I was feeling really glad. I was happy with the direction the Cavs were going, and then late tonight, the internet's just all abuzz about LeBron subtweeting Kevin Love after the games. Look, man, LeBron is the same age, a little older than me, and he is too goddamn old to be subtweeting his teammates. The guy is supposed to be, he's not supposed to be. He's the best player on the planet. He is. And I'm not a fan of his personally, but I'm overjoyed he's on my favorite team. That was my favorite team before and after he left. I suffered through the days of Larry Kettner overpaying to get Ira Neuble in the offseason, who couldn't hit a jump shot to save his life and who was a subpar defender, even though that was his specialty. That was the kind of pickup we were getting before as Cavs fans, the organization. And now you get the greatest player in the world, still in his prime, coming back to his home area. And yeah, I like it. But when you are a multiple-time MVP, you're the face of the franchise and everything, don't you think it'd be a little better if you stop in, I don't know, the hundreds of times you're on practice or a flight or during a game or on the bench together and say, hey man, this is how I feel. We need to talk about this. But instead, you keep your mouth shut. You wait till it's all over, and then you go on Twitter 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday night and say, this is the time I'm going to teach Kevin Love a lesson. And not only that, but he is like a scorned girlfriend in that he picked up a quote that Kevin said in October, and he's been holding on to it like 5 months, just waiting for the perfect moment. Like he's still been hiding and spying on Kevin Love's Facebook page, just waiting for the perfect moment. And then he leaves this out there after he went out of his last three games. He had 2 5-point games. Like, now is the time to teach him LeBron James style, because he would refer to himself in the third person. LeBron James is going to teach Kevin Love a lesson, LeBron James style. So apparently Cavs beat reporters went into the locker room and they were talking with him, and after the game ended, LeBron basically admitted that, yes, he was tweeting at Kevin Love, who apparently doesn't even check his Twitter and had no clue this was going on. Another lesson there for LeBron, and this is something that any sort of performer, anybody in that kind of field needs to know. You got to know your target market. If I want to get a hold of my grandma, and I only can use the internet to do it, the only way I'm going to get her attention is if I send her a message on a game request, because I know she's going to get that shit. She plays lucky slots like the world's about to end. And if I said, Grandma, I need this, and I sent in a lucky slots invitation, she's going to read it and she's going to get a hold of that information. But if I tweet at her, she'll be completely lost. I'm talking about a woman who thought her internet was broken when all I had to do was go over to her house and press the wireless button on her laptop and magically it worked again. So that's the kind of level of internet sophistication we're talking about. Let's just pretend Kevin Love, for this example, is an 80-year-old woman, because clearly he's not a fan of the internet. He's not big on making himself look like something he's not. He doesn't get off. He doesn't call himself Kevin Love in interviews. He doesn't go, you know, Love was in the air tonight when I hit those six threes. That's not the kind of guy he is. And LeBron's got to respect that. Kevin Love, to me, seems like the kind of guy who would much more prefer a handwritten note that said, "Dear Kev, don't try to fit out. Fit in. Love, King James." That might get his attention. Tweeting in the middle of the night, I don't know. Besides, if I was an NBA player and it's the middle of the night, I'm either banging some chick or I'm doing drugs or something, because they're out of control. I don't know about that, actually. Maybe J.R. Smith. He said Cleveland's so boring, there's nothing to do. That's why he's getting back on track. That's kind of funny, even though I disagree with it. We're going to talk a lot about the Cavs. We're going to not really get into stats, anything like that. You can listen to 100 shows where they're going to give you on-court analytics and PER rankings, and they're pretty much all available on most basketball websites on the internet. We also have radio shows you can listen to if you're in the Cleveland area, where you're going to have hosts dissect every little bit of information just to scare you or make you mad into calling and getting into it. That's not the kind of show this is. But I have set up a phone number if you want to get a hold of me to leave a message. And if you call me, I'm going to post online like Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I believe it's at C4 Podcast Facebook, facebook.com/C4Podcast. If you like that, I'm going to be posting on there when I'm taking calls and you'll be able to call in. The number is going to be 330-822-2296. That's 330-822-2296. And by the time this shows up, you'll be able to email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. I want to get a lot of interaction with the people who might be listening to this show. I'm going to have a lot of my comedian friends on. I'm going to have some interviews with some past and current Cavaliers players, coaches, and front office members. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. Unlike MachoMan.com, there will be no sexy women around. It's just going to be me for the foreseeable future. Sorry on that. I believe his website might still be up because Macho Man loves women. Thank you for downloading this episode. I hope that you download the next one. It should be out Wednesday. We're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot more happening. Let's see what happened with this tweet. And hopefully within the next month or so, we'll get things rolling and we'll take this and give some sort of, this will be a Cavs podcast, the Cleveland sports podcast with kind of content you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.